Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. We give God glory. What a marvelous and wonderful God we serve. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mother Alexander, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear.
Oh, okay, man, because I had something that came up on my system. I'm using a different computer. Just want to be sure. Okay. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. We thank God for another day that the Lord has made, and we're going to keep our praise going up to the Almighty God, because no matter what goes on, he deserves all the praise, the glory, and honor. The same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. We bless the Lord in the valley, on the mountaintop, in between decisions. No matter what, glory to God, we praise you. We uplift your name. You are marvelous, wonderful, awesome, phenomenal God. Bless the Lord for all his great and mighty acts. Thank God, glory to God, for renewed mercies every morning. We praise him, glory to God, because he is worthy of the praise. What an awesome God, a phenomenal God. How excellent is thy name, O Lord. Praise God. Thank God for being our Savior, our healer, and our deliverer. A very present help in the time of trouble. So as we uplift his name today, praise the Lord, we're looking forward to him moving in a mighty way as he do every day, because every day that we wake up and can breathe, every day we can operate our own limbs, every day that we can be able to be in the land of the living and are blessed with our family, blessed with, glory to God, our church family. Pray, glory to God, the blessings that he blessed for, even freedom that we have in this United States. We know there are some things going on in the background and some prejudice, but comparing to some countries, boy, we have liberty to still open up our mouth and speak about the name of Jesus in the streets. Glory to God, wherever we desire, even though they may be sitting holding back in prayer in school, God, when they really need a Savior and really need God to deliver, when they need, they have them 911s. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, they know how to call on the name of Jesus. So even the atheists, sometimes you say, oh, I don't believe, but oh, when a crisis comes. But God, we want you to be more than the Christ of the crisis. We want you to be Lord. Help us the more to lean on you and to trust you and to obey what your word has to say. Praise the Lord. We greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection. We just overlook the sound, glory to God, with the voice right now. Just a little respiratory with some things going on with allergies too as well. But the name of the Lord is our high tower, strong tower, and whatever we need is found in him. He is our healer and deliverer. So he knows how to bless us and keep us, glory to God, keep us in a place where we still can, glory to God, to carry out his assignment. So we are going forward and thanking the Lord for he is worthy of the praise and all the glory and all the honor. Bless the Lord. Our scripture reading tonight will be coming from 2 Corinthians 4, 3 and 4. But if our gospel is hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in him in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. That's why he said men don't want to come to the light because they show up their deeds, but that's the purpose of God sending us out in the hedges and the highways, glory to God, to be that light, to be the salt, glory to God, to lift up his name and to open the blinded eyes that they may see, open the ears that they may hear through the word of God, through the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's why it's imperative for us to be in our place and in our position, but in holding our post and walking in the authority and the anointing and having the character of Jesus Christ, glory to God, the fruit of the Spirit, and being obedient to that that he's called us to do. There will be trials and tribulations, but he said, be of good cheer, I've overcome the world, many of the afflictions of the righteous, but he delivers out of them all. So praise God for the reading of the word, of the scripture. And we're going to read the daily confession as a prayer. And then our next individual that's on the line will be Brother Black to pray, Mother Alexander. Let me check first if Pastor Bird is on. I don't know if she's joined us yet or not before I start all the names. And tonight we know we're going to have Mother Alexander being a blessing to bring forth those 15 minutes that we've been doing for the last couple of months as the Lord bless our birthday young man, Brother Black, and birthday girl, young lady, Evangelist Brenda is on. So what we'll do is have, let me roll this back down again so I can make sure who I have. I'm using a different computer tonight. We'll have Brother Black come on, then Mother Willette, then Minister Brenda. Wait a minute. I'm trying to think how many we got on. Maybe we'll just do it this way since we do have several on, really. Have Brother Black, Minister Black, then we have Minister Brenda, then Pastor, I mean, Mother Alexander. Overlook me right now for a little incoherent, but enough to carry out the service. So I'm going to repeat this once again, and I'll have to change the order. I'm going to have, as again, sound redundant, but Minister Black, Minister Brenda, the evangelist, and then we're going to have Mother Alexander, the evangelist, just give us our 15 minutes. We'll resume right on back, and then we'll have, of course, Pastor Bird have to go off a little early. I may, if she comes up before Mother Alexander finish, then we'll have her to go and carry on the next part of the prayer, and if she doesn't, then Mother will inform you once Mother Evangelist Alexander has finished. So now I'm going to read this part of the prayer from us to you. Praise God, a daily confession of faith, which we've already had it many times in time past over the last several years periodically. And then we're going to open the lounge for our brother to pray. Daily confession of faith in Christ. I'm anointed and powerful person of God. I am joining, and when I say I will say, can put it back in for we. I or we are a joint heir with Jesus and more than a conqueror. We are doers of the word in God and a channel for his blessing. If God be for us, who can be against us? We are blessed coming in and blessed going out. Our enemies are fleeing before us. God has commanded his blessings on our storehouse. He has opened his good treasures, and we shall lend and not borrow. We are the head and not the tail. He has given us power to make wealth. We dwell in the secret place. We have his protection and provision. God is our refuge, our fortress. We are not afraid of the snares of the fowlers, nor evil shall befall us. No plague shall come nigh our dwelling. God has given his angels charge over us, and they are bearing us up with their hands, lest we dash our foot against the stone, as declared in Psalms 91. 1 Peter 2:9 established, we are chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. We are a particular person called out of darkness into the marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:24 states, we have been healed by the stripes, of Jesus. Cancer, sugar, diabetes, heart disease, sickness, affliction, infections, or any respiratory, arthritis, any kind of glory, that kidney diseases, whatever it may be, the blood of Jesus, any of these diseases cannot enter into our bodies. We are without blemish, an intercessor, the righteous of God, saved and washed in the blood of Jesus. No weapons, they're going to be formed, but they're not going to prosper against us. Glory that every tongue which rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. This is the heritage of the servants of God, of the Lord Jesus, and their righteousness is for me, says the Lord. I am saved from the wrath of him and justified by the blood of the Lamb. Lord, we pray that those may prosper that love Jerusalem and that peace will be with them and prosperity in those houses according to Psalms 122:6-9. And we pray, glory to God, for Israel. We pray, God, for blessings. We pray, God, for you to touch. We pray, glory to God, that you deliver. We pray, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for receiving from Jesus Christ the victory over all diseases, afflictions, infirmities, and hindrances, and persecution, torment, and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way now in our future. We claim victory and deliverance from all demonic spirits, curses, hexes, enchantments, and witchcraft, and glory to God, psychic prayers or spells. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the victory, for the victorious, the power of his might against all the wiles of the devil, against principalities and powers of rulers, darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places, according to Ephesians 6:10-12. We claim our victory in faith through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, glory, through the blood, glory to God. We declare it according to, glory to God, your word, and we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ in his holy name. We thank you tonight, glory to God, for these, your people, that you called us out and set us apart for such a time as this to declare your truth and declare your word in the name of Jesus. So we bless you, Lord, and we praise you and thank you, Lord God, for your loving kindness, renewed mercies every morning, and your grace. God, there is none like you. What a dynamic, marvelous, wonderful, awesome God you are. God, you care so much about us. God, help us, glory to God, to be transformed by the renewing of our minds and be not conformed to this world and have that assurance, glory to God, in faith to know whatever you said shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. And whatever's going on in our lives, we cancel the assignment of the enemy, it shall come to pass. All the demonic forces of the evil one that will bring sickness and disease and depression, oppression, any dementia or whatever, anxiety attacks, fears, we know it all comes from the enemy. He'll be eradicated from his assignment. Lord, we've got to dismantle him and him and his cohorts for the entrapments, the snares, and whatever else he's plotting and planning in the name of Jesus. We're going to press through and fight through, glory to God, whatever is going on in our lives. Sickness is not going to have us bound in the name of Jesus, where we're not going to be able to move or glory to God and have our beings, because in you we live and move and have our beings. If you for us, who can be against us? God, help us to look to the hills where cometh our help, realizing that come from you, and that we will not be tormented, agitated, aggravated, and glory to God, or being withdrawn or calling ourselves in a position of a fetal position as if we're going to allow the enemy to have us in a cocoon where we can't move and be free to flow and do what God says. He's a lion, the blood of Jesus gives. God, we thank you for your divine touch. We thank you, Lord God, for your loving kindness. We thank you for that mercy. We thank you that we can love on you, but love on your people, glory, showing and expressing the love that you have for us, that agape and that forgiveness, and continue to forgive us for every offense, every transgression. Help us not to deny and justify and looking, we're over there trying to get a mote out of somebody else's eye when we got a 2x4 in ours. Help us to allow ourselves to get in a place to do self-examination, as you said in Corinth, Lord, examine yourself daily to make sure we're in the faith. Lord, we just thank you for that mercy and that grace. God, for so many times over to God, we could have been in some situations that we're hearing about with the fires or hearing about with the flooding or the or glory of the earthquakes or over the things that are happening in Afghanistan, being right here in our own nation or in our own homes and bullets flying here and there and this, that, and the other, incidents, accidents, and people texting on the road or this, that, and the other, or people approaching us, glory to God, to rob and steal or breaking in or fires or whatever. God, your mercy, ando robokaya, your mercy every day. Sickness and disease not taking over, glory to God, the pandemic or whatever. We have to be so merciful. Thank you for the food, the clothing, the shelter. Some people were living high, not saying they were high-minded or full of pride, but were living a good life, glory to God, blessed, glory to God, wealth and all this right here, all as well as the less fortunate, as well as the ones, glory to God, that were rich. Get founded, glory to God, in these fires. Get caught up, glory to God, could be a storm coming and erase everything and take everything. Ah, but the God of our salvation, his mercy and grace, we thank you so much to be grateful and thankful for. Even, glory to God, when our bodies don't feel the best, glory to God, you still deserve the praise and the glory because you're the one that's the healer. You can turn everything around. Hallelujah. You can turn everything around in an instant, or you can turn it around in a day, or you can turn it around whatever hour and time, whatever it is, let it be working for your good, glory for our good, that you will be glorified no matter what. But through the test, will we be obedient to that you called us to do? So, God, we just thank you. you, and we glorify you. We thank you for strength now and to courage, and we thank you, Lord God, for us to learn to love even the more and allow all these offenses, because you said it will come to deter us off the path, to cause us to be afflicted, glory to God, and to the point that we'll allow whatever Satan is saying or doing to cause us not to look up to the hills with coming to our help and live. No, glory, as you say, when we go through the waters, it won't overtake us. When we go through the flood, it won't, glory to God. When we go through the waters, the fire won't burn us and the flood won't overtake us. And God, we thank you. No matter what, when the temperature's turned up, God, you, glory to God, know how to regulate it. No matter what, you'll make us fireproof. Glory, right in the midst of it. If we just hold on and hold fast and trust you through it in the name of Jesus, keep casting the care, keep speaking and declaring what your words say. Even though we may not see it manifested, glory to God, as what it is done in the spirit, we'll bring it down into the natural, that it will manifest, God. So we thank you. We bless you. We got to be planted like that tree. So we won't be moved like that by the water in the name of Jesus. We get all our nutrients from you through the Holy Spirit. We thank you that for the wells of living water to spring up continuously. Oh, spring up, oh well. The joy of the Lord being our strength. We love you so much to pray for concerning our youth. Go heal, deliver, encourage, set free, deliver their minds. So many of them that are caught up in the things that are going on in this life. God, we're in this internet, this, that, and the other stuff. Glory to God, bullying and glory to that, gang banging and all this. And then others are trying to live right, trying to get their education, trying to, glory to God, live safe, trying to live holy. It's a mixed, glory to God, combination of things going on. But help us, God, strengthen them and encourage them and be a light before them. And help us, glory to God, to pray for those that are rebellious and stubborn and disobedient. And not only just youth, but we got a lot of them that's even in the church that live and trying to live a double life. And God said you can only serve one master. You will love one and hate the other. So God, we are praying exposure. We are praying for repentance. We are praying for conviction, for a change. And help us to never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to, as we humble ourselves before you. Thank you for those that are on the wall. Thank you for those that are living all they know how. Thank you for those that are shedding their light. Thank you for those that are on the streets that are witnessing, those that are in the church house, those that are glory to God missionaries, those all around the globe. God bless. We pray glory to God in these various areas, God, that word will get out, and then it will penetrate, and it will make change, glory to God, transformation in the name of Jesus. And we pray you, therefore, for our body of Christ, for the body of Christ in this nation, all around the globe, is true, but in God we trust was the foundation. But there's so many other idol gods who came in and being worshiped here and giving them space and want to put you out. The devil is a liar. The blood of Jesus, thy will shall be done. God, we bless you. We bind up Satan, all this little course, every set up trap, untimely death, sickness, and disease. Bind up the attacks that will come against these prayers tonight, and this prayer, and our bodies as we stand in the gap and believe in God. We come against the attacks that will come against not only our bodies, our families, our glory to God, our jobs, or whatever else, and anything that you've given for our livelihood. We plead the blood of Jesus. We pray, glory, our debt cancellation, financial blessings, spiritual blessings, and whatever to come forth in the name of Jesus. And the enemy is loose from his assignment for these attacks that try to rob, steal, and kill, and destroy. But God, help us to keep our eyes fixed on you and not get caught up in the things of this world, glory to God, that will possess us, glory to God. But we want to possess this because we are foreigners in this land. Help us on this journey to carry out whatever mission and assignment you have, glorifying and magnifying you and walking in our joy and peace. We lose our joy and we lose our strength. Help us to have the courage to keep holding on to what your word says. In you we live and move and have our beings. If you are with us, who can be against us? As we walk through this land, God, we praise you and glorify you. Help us not to lose our praise. In Jesus' name, because you say you inhabit the praise of your people. In Jesus' name, praise our Heavenly Father. Glory be unto the Most High God. He is worthy of the praise. Bless the Lord. And we'll go ahead and open the line for glory to God, Brother Black. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
There was a song that God just placed in my heart. I am grateful for the things that you have done. Yes, I'm grateful for the victory we won. I can't go on and on and on about your word, because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful just to praise you, Lord. Flowing from my heart are the issues Oh, his gratefulness. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. We bless you tonight. Ah, yeah. God, we thank you, God. Lord, we're so grateful, God. Hallelujah. We could have been someplace else, God. Lord, we could have been dead and gone, God, but you spared our lives, God. You picked us up and turned us around. You gave us another chance at life. And you do this every day, God. And we commit ourselves to you, God. And we appreciate you and thank you, God. You are our righteousness today, God. Hallelujah. We gave you our old filthy garments, and you gave us a garment of praise. Hallelujah. You put a song in our mouth, God. We thank you, God, that we serve a God who is alive. We serve a God who is love. You came to give us life and that more abundantly, and we have it. We're walking in it. We thank you, Lord. You died on the cross for our sins, and we had no business even receiving anything like that, but your love looked beyond all of our faults and saw our needs. We were in no situation, Lord, to come out of the situation that we were in, but your love reached down, way down, and picked us up. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, that the life we're living today, God, we could smile and we have joy in our hearts, all because of you. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, the awesome work that he done on the cross for us. Thank you. If we had 1,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough. And your Holy Spirit lives in the inside of us. We thank you. There are all kinds of gods, but you are the God of gods. You're the Lord of lords. You're the King of kings, and you're the God of the living and not of the dead. We serve a real God, a righteous God. Judge, hallelujah, in your fear. Everything you do is good. You're excellent. Hallelujah. We'll praise your name from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. The name of the Lord is to be praised. Nobody can take your place, God. Hallelujah. Your presence clears all the enemies away. Just one word from you changes every circumstance. Just when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all the things that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. I thank God for saving me. Hallelujah, God. Lord, we just lift up overseas right now, God, one by one, name by name, every condition, every situation that they're going through, Lord, the fires, the murder, the killing, just because they're Christians, God. Lord, the rape and the homelessness, Lord, our matriarchs and our patriarchs, God, our babies all over the face of the earth, God, protect them, watch over them, our youth, God, Lord, even from Lord, grammar all the way to college, God, graduating from colleges, God. Lord, touch them in a mighty way, God. Lord, give them a heart of flesh, Lord. Give them, send people by, Lord, for them to hear the word. And many begin to say, what must I do to be saved, God? Lord, we rebuke the enemy who brings plots, schemes, and traps, and setups, and snares, God, against them in the name of Jesus, God. Them being young, even more so, they're even more fragile, but God, give them your wisdom, God. Lord, let them grab a hold of your fire, God, your word, God. salvation, God. Hallelujah, God. Give them another opportunity to say yes, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. We lift up Israel right now, God. Lord, thank you for keeping them protected, God. Thank you that the Jews, Lord, are finding ways, Lord. You're bringing them back to their homeland, God. Lord, you said we lift up the Jewish, God. You will lift us up, Lord. Hallelujah. So we don't come against them, Lord. We speak life into every dead situation. We speak clarity, God, into every confused state of mind and situation that they may be going through, God. Lord, even any type of bondages, God. Lord, we speak freedom, God. Every shackle and every chain be broken, every fetter, God. Every yoke of bondage, God, even in the strategic mindsets, Lord, the monuments in all of our minds, in their minds, God, be broken because they're strongholds trying to keep us captive. And we're living in the freedom and the liberty of God in the name of Jesus because of the blood that was shed for us. Because of salvation, we accept it in Jesus' name. Now we're right standing with you, Father God. Your Holy Spirit lead us and guide us into all truth. And we thank you for that. Hallelujah, God. Now we can speak your wisdom. We can live, Lord. Apply your wisdom to our life, God. Because you've given us an understanding. Lord, you've given us your knowledge, God, and we can just walk in it and grow thereby by faith every day, God. And it's so pleasant, not only to dwell in unity in the bond of peace and the spirit and weakness with our brothers and sisters, but just to be in your presence, just to, hallelujah, to walk in your divine presence and be in the secret place, God, as we ought to. This is the kingdom of God way, doing things your way, God. We just lift up the military and the armed forces, God, wherever they may be, Lord, keep us protected, God. Lord, they're actually doing your will by helping USA, God. And I pray, Lord, that they do your decisions and not their own decisions, Father. Lord, hallelujah. And they continue to protect and watch over Israel, God. Hallelujah, God. We just bless your name right now. Pray for the judicial branch, the judges, the legislative branch, the lawyers, and the executive branch, the president and the vice president. God, the enemy comes to attack full force, God, but I speak your dominance over every attack. I speak a counterattack from the spirit realm, from the kingdom of God. Lord, send your angels, God, to counterattack the attacks of the enemy. You said this is the reason why the Son of Man was manifested, to destroy all the powers of the destroyer, to destroy them, God. Lord, I pray that you come on the scene, God. Straighten everything up that's messed up and send your revival, God, because it isn't finished. We're just getting started. You're just allowing things to be cleaned up so you can do what you will, God. And I just thank you for it, God, because there's nothing right until you get it right. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. We pray for the sick, God, the afflicted, the diseased, Lord, the weak, and we pray for, Lord, those who have infirmities, God, even in the body of Christ, all in our families, God, our neighbors, God. God, we're not under the curse of the law, the ones that are saved. We're not under the curse of the law. but we're yours. We're Jesus. We're free. And since we're Jesus, we're the seed of Abraham. And if we're the seed of Abraham, the blessings, your blessings come on us, God. We walk in them. We operate in your blessings. We live in them, God, through Jesus Christ, that we all receive the promise of the Holy Spirit, God. Oh, God, even as the deer panteth after the water brook, God, let our hearts, our souls pant after you, God. Lord, just getting in your word a little deeper. Just spending time in your word a little more, God. Just seeing for ourselves, God, what revelation you give us so we can walk into us, that we can walk into it. Lord, that we'll stay connected, Lord, to the true vine. You are the true vine. And we are the branches. And we need our supplements and nutrients, God, and vitamins from your word, our daily bread. We have what we need, God, because you're our supplier. We believe that by faith. We speak it. We decree it. We declare it over the atmosphere, over the whole earth, over our children's lives, our loved ones' lives, our neighbor's life, God. Every day, Lord, you wake us up. Hallelujah. Show forth your glory through us, God, because the earth is groaning, God. The earth is quaking, God, to see you in us, God. And as we humble ourselves, God, that you will show yourself mighty and strong through us, God, and we'll be careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise, God. Lord, we speak well and we bless our enemies right now. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. In the flesh, in the natural, being used by satanic and demonic forces. In the name of Jesus, God, forgive them, God. But we speak salvation even unto the third and fourth generations, God, in their family tree, God. Oh, Lord, we speak a heart's desire to turn from their wicked ways and to serve you, God. Just like we had a heart's desire to say yes and turn from our wicked ways and serve you, God. We don't hold anything against them. We don't judge them. We speak well. We speak the word. We speak love. We speak the truth to our neighbor, God. Ever we go, God, we purpose in our heart to lift you up. You're the true vine, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And besides you, there is no other, Father God. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Even our next door neighbors, God. Lord, we speak well to them, God. The ones that are in the hospital, their family members, the bereaved, God. Lord, comfort them from the inside out, God. Hallelujah. The ones that are in nursing facilities and convalescent homes, God. Watch over them, God. Send your angels, God, to keep them, Lord, protected. Send ministers by, Lord, to speak a word of light to them, God. Kindle the fire that's within them, God. Oh, revival fire. Keep them encouraged, letting them know that you're coming back soon just for them. And you love them so. Oh, Father God, the ones we said we'll lift up in prayer, we may have forgotten names, even geographical locations, God. But cause us to remember. We speak well to them. We speak light to them, whether they're married, have children, wherever they may be, God. Oh, straighten out situations on their behalf. Send finances their way, God. Lord, but they let them love you more and more each day. Hallelujah. Just like the light in you grows brighter and brighter in us each day, God. Oh, hallelujah. Have your way, God. Have your way. Thank you for the for Pastor Hubbard, Lord. Overseer of this foundation right here that you have her in charge over, God. We thank you for her, God. How she stays on her post, God. How she's getting stronger and stronger each and every day, God. Lord, that she has nothing to worry about. She has no need at all because you're her provider, you're her guider, you're her protector. And Lord, the anointing, the oil that runs off of her, down on her, from her forehead, God, trickles over to the body, Lord, in this part of the vineyard. We all get touched because of what the place that she's standing in, Lord, and how you're blessing her. We're getting blessed. And we thank you for the anointing right now, God, that removes burdens and utterly destroys yoke. We thank you, Lord, that even as we're praying, Lord, burdens are being removed, yokes are being destroyed. We thank you, Lord, that the fire is being kindled in us, even as we listen and touch and agree to each other's prayer, God. Some may pray for one thing, another may pray for another thing, but we're all one, and we touch and agree on all these prayers, God. And we just bless your name tonight. You're worthy to be praised, Abba Father. What a great Father we serve. And we are yours and you are ours. Thank you for the ones that are on the prayer line who may not even get a chance to pray, but they're hearing and they're listening safely and their hearts are being touched. Their children are being blessed. No matter the situation, God got this. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We speak that they all be brought in. They all be brought in one way or the other. Better to be in Jesus than to be in a devil's hell any second. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Bless. Thank God for being available. Minister Brenda, are you on the line? Okay, then. Pastor Bird, we'll go ahead and take you up, let you pray right now, and then we'll have Mother Alexander.
Pastor, I just want to listen, please.
Okay, then. Praise God. Bless the Lord. We'll go ahead, Mother Alexander. We'll have you, and then we'll continue in the prayers. Let the Lord bless you with the 15 minutes, and we'll continue to pray strength for all of us. Amen. Wait a minute, Mother. I'll go back up and open you back up, because, like I said, I'm on a different computer. I want to make sure I get you in there. Okay, Mother, then you can go ahead and...
Hallelujah, Lord. Father God, we thank you. Thank you for your mercy and grace in our life, Lord. Thank you for keeping us, Father God. Thank you for strength, Lord God. For you are the God that heal, you are the God that deliver. And we give you glory and praise today, Lord, because there is none like you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to continue to bless this prayer line, Lord. For you are the God that knows all things. Nothing is hidden from you, Father God. So we continue to keep you first in our life and to stand faithful. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. There's a little testimony I'd give today. Now, yesterday, it was yesterday or was it Thursday? I think it was when I was coming down. I was coming back from Irma. I think that was in Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. Thursday. That wasn't yesterday. It was Thursday. And it was raining. But the thing is, I look out the window and no rain on the other cars. But it was coming down on my cars, and I put on windshield, but I still looking to see. Wait a minute. Nobody windshield is on, and no rain is coming, nobody car, but it was pouring down on mine. I said, oh, Lord, what's going on? And then it bring back, the Spirit bring back to my memory once, a couple of years ago, that happened to me when I was coming down that line. I said, Lord, I thank you for the blessing. Because it's not, this don't happen all the time. This was a miracle to me because the rain was just coming down on my car alone. I look around, the car was going, the windshield was not doing anything. I said, oh, Lord, what's going on here? And after I said that, the Spirit bring back to my mind that a couple of years ago, I was coming down Beltline, and the same thing happened. I said, Lord, I thank you for the blessing. Whatever it is, Lord God, I know you have it in your hands. But I thank God that was just a short testimony that happened this week. I said, let me tell it to underline. Well, what God gave me to stand on and to speak about is the love of God, faith in God, and the believers. Where are the believers? Stand. First of all, I'm going to start with have faith in God. No matter what the situation looks like, have faith in God. Because we got to know that no matter how things look, baby, God is on our side. And when we serve him, I don't care what the adversary want to throw out. Standing on the promises of God and knowing that God is the only way, there is no other. Isaiah 40 tells us that no matter what goes on, trust in God. His word stands forever. No matter how the situation going on in the world today, trust in God because his word stands forever. It don't change. It doesn't matter what's going on around us. The word of God will keep you if you stand, baby. We know we have an enemy that come against us everywhere you turn, but thanks be to the living God that he gave us the authority and the dominion here on earth. The spirit of fear was not given to us. So we must know we have the authority, baby. When it comes toward fear, we must stand faithful. Don't accept that in my life. It come, but I know that I have the authority to stand up back and curse that spirit. I will not be turned around. Isaiah 26 tells us, the Lord Jehovah is your everlasting strength, and he will keep you in perfect peace. Only God can do that. Only him can keep you in perfect peace. Regardless what's going on around you, baby, you can still hold on to your joy. You can still hold on to your peace because God will keep you in perfect peace. Stand faithful in the word of God. For he is the Lord that give rest unto his people. So no matter how things look, baby, God is still God. We have to believe him, and we have to stand on his word, knowing that when God says, I am with you always, that means all we got to do is hold on. No matter what the situation look like, hold on to God's unchanging hands because he not going to change. He going to still stand. He going to still know and hear our crawling to him. The spirit of fear were not given to us. God gave us the spirit of what? Love, power, sound mind. Hallelujah! Sound mind, baby. So when that false spirit come to attack your mind and you can't remember where this is and can't remember where that is, bind it in the name of Jesus and let it know you give it no place. Lord, I have the mind of Christ. God gave me a sound mind. So we don't have to accept the things that the enemy throw out. We must always remember who we are in Christ Jesus. greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We must always remember we are children of the mighty God. Heirs and joint here with Christ Jesus. God said, fear not, for I am with you. I will strengthen you. And all we got to do is go to the book of Isaiah for the one, and we find out that strength is in there, baby. Just believe him and stand faithful. The enemy come against the children of God, but we know that as believers, we got to stand, baby. We got to stand. And knowing that he shall not have the authority that was given to us. No, 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 no. Thank God for his mercy and his grace. God said in his word, he not forsake us. The word of God said, be strong and of good courage. You go to Joshua 1, you find that. Hold on. Knowing that God is the only way out for us, and we are more than conquerors. We can't believe in that. We're going to let a little doubt in there and think things are going to fall right. No, baby. Doubt should not have no authority in our life. In our word, it was saying, in our vocabulary, doubt don't have no authority. It don't even have an inch in there. We cannot allow that. Because spirit of doubt is what fear gone. And once we open that door for that, we're going to have fear. We have torment. And that is not coming from a child of God, baby. We got to hold on to who we know we are. Not what somebody say we are, but what God tell us we are. We must know who we are. God says, stand. Then whatever come, I know I'm not alone. I know my heavenly Father is with me. So I'm going to stand boldly and proclaim who I am in Christ Jesus, the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We got to learn to stand regardless how the situation looks. Because we already know that the enemy don't like us. He doesn't want to hear an inch of us. When he come against us, come to destroy. But thanks be to God that he gave us that victory that we can stand through the storm. The Heavenly Father tell us, if we serve the Lord our God, if we serve him, he will take away sickness from the midst of us. So we got to remember, we know who we are in Christ Jesus. We know who we serve. So we cannot let the devil come and take our joy and our peace because of this craziness that's going on between families and church members. And in other words, the enemy come in and bring this fear. I can't speak to you. I can't love you no more. Where is the love? People don't even have time. So we stand up and say, how are you doing today, sister? How are you feeling today, brother? Why? The fear of this pestilence in the land. But we have to know that we can take authority, binding it in the name of Jesus. Because what God say is true. His word is a finito. We should stand boldly and proclaim our faith is strong in the living God. We cannot allow the enemy to keep us down. No. We are more than conquerors. We are children of the living God. And when we pray, we must remember that our prayer carry weight. Our prayer mixed with faith is power coming down. It's power coming down because we must remember who we are. I remember the book of James tell you about Elias, a man with flesh and blood just like us. The word said in James chapter 5, 17, Elias was a man subject like passion as we are. And he prayed earnestly. I mean sincerely, I mean it, man, that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of what? 3 years and 6 months. Talk about the prayer of power, baby, mixed with faith. And he prayed again, and heaven gave him rain and the earth. Now tell me the power that God gave us, because he was a man like flesh and blood, just like any one of us, human being. But the power was in what? His prayer, his belief, his faith in God. Three combinations that no one can beat, baby. Love, faith, and believe. Stand faithful. I don't care what come against you. With those three combinations, you stand and hold on. Because God never leave you nor never forsake you, because you're standing on the word, he said. His promises no man can change, baby. If God said it, believe it. Stand faithful on it, because his promises don't change. God let us know his love is shed abroad in our heart. His love. So are we going to let the love of the world put us down so we can't talk to one another? We can't even pass the sister and say hello, because why? The devil of us scared that something going to catch on us? No. Bind up that false spirit. The love of God is going to continue roaming through our heart, because the love of God was planted in our heart. So we should operate in that love towards one another. That love gives us power and authority and dominion. Whatever happening to a sister, we can stay here and heal that sister in New York by praying to God to touch her. Healing in the body, Lord. Take away that foul diseases that come attack her. That is our faith and our belief and our love. That is what's going to do it. We got to believe that the power that is given in us, use it. But we got to stand faithful, and we got to have that love operating. I don't care what it look like. Love and keep it going. Because God's word now going to change. Let nothing stop you from walking in that love. That you can love one another and keep on going. That you can love one another, that you can hand them a glass of water. We must always remember one thing. The believers don't belong to the world. As I always say, I am in this world, but I am not of it. I must know that I know that my Heavenly Father is the only way. Regardless how things might look, regardless what anyone might say, stand faithful on God's love. Because no matter how the things look, baby, God can always bring us out. No care how dark the storm is. Believe in God. Call on him. Because the word already tells us, God hears. He's always open. Nothing is hidden from God. And there's none that he don't hear. And there's none too way down that he cannot pick up. God promises don't fail us. When we fail, it's something we's not doing. So we got to get it right. We got to get it right and jump back up. Because a child of God have no business shake down to the ground. Get up, shake yourself off, and start over. We have the authority, we have the power in us to stand faithful. This virus that's going on in the world, I'm claiming a victory over it, because it's getting out of here this year. God answer our prayer. Because I know there's a lot of believers is praying to God. So have mercy, Lord God, and situation. A lot of believers is standing on the promises of God. A lot of believers know that God's word override anything in this world. There ain't nothing in this world is more powerful than the word of God. We have to stand faithful regardless what the situation look like. We have to stand faithful and know who we are in Christ. That when we open our mouth, we know what we're talking about. The love of God don't stop. Because remember what God said. Who can separate us from his love? Who can? If you make up your mind to serve the living God, no matter what goes on, baby, the world can be in turmoil. your love for God will stand. It's up to you to stand faithful in his love, knowing that he is a God that hear every cry. Nothing is hidden from God. No matter what we do or what we say, remember what God says. And we must always remember that he gave us weapons. These five weapons that God gave us, that is powerful weapon. We have faith. We have belief. We have love. We have the blood. We have the name of Jesus. Who have authority to pull down a child of God? If a child of God don't want to be pulled down, it doesn't matter what you say, baby. She stand on that faith and she will not be pulled down. But one thing I found out in life, if you stand on the word of God by faith, baby, it doesn't matter what it looks like, it's what you ask in the Lord for. God say, if you serve him, if you do his will, he will take away sickness.
Praise
it doesn't matter what the situation look like. I know God's word is true. And I know he take away sickness. But we have to stand faithful. We have to know that we know that the promises of God is sure. I thank you for the time. And this is all I have. Amen.
Praise the Lord. That was a lot. It was rich. We'd like for it to go on. But bless God, we got to move on. Thank God for the anointing. Praise the Lord, woman of God. Amen. Praise God. Love and faith. And glory to God, prayer. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Oh, I thought I opened the line for Mother Willette. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly we give God glory, honor, and praise. And we thank and praise God. Hallelujah for that rich word. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God for the prayers that have already gone forward, and we do according to Matthew 18:18-19, touch and agree with each of you in Christ Jesus' name. Father, in the precious and holy and righteous name of Jesus, I want to say thank you so much that you do love us, that you are for us. Hallelujah. And that you are working situations out for our good. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you're yet on the throne. Hallelujah. And we thank you for the ability to come boldly to you, to the throne of grace. Hallelujah, so we can find help in the time of need. And we need your help on earth today, Father God, in our lives. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your glory. Thank you for sending Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you for Jesus. Jesus, we appreciate you for sitting at the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah, even making intercession as we pray. Thank you for touching and agreeing with us. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Thank you for teaching us the power of your word. There is power in your word. Your word is quick and powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your anointing, the sword of the Spirit, your word. Hallelujah, that goes forward. And, Lord God, we are thanking you that it will set free, save, heal, and deliver. Your word. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you that the word of God is on the inside. You taught us in the word to let the word of God dwell on the inside of us. If it's dwelling on the inside of us, hallelujah, and as we hid the word of God in our heart, hallelujah, we sin not against thee, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, when stuff come against us, it's got to come against the power of that anointed word. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Father, I appreciate you so much. I love you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. That hallelujah, and I praise you from whom all blessings flow from you, Father God. I thank you for your salvation and your redemption, your deliverance on this evening. I thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy, your loving kindness, hallelujah, and tender mercies. Lord, I thank you for the forgiveness of sins. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did, hallelujah. You became the scapegoat for us. You allowed yourself to take up on the sins of the world. Hallelujah. So to as many as receive you, their slate for sin is wiped clean. Glory be to God. As though they sin not at all. Hallelujah. What a great and mighty act that you've done on our behalf, Father. And I appreciate you for that. I appreciate you. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. A friend of mine called me today, Jesus, and said that this young lady, a servant of yours, this Brenda Lawyer, was really sick, had gone into the hospital. Her husband was asking for prayer, had bleeding and other things going on in her body, Lord God, and we touch and agree, praise God, hallelujah. And I got a call this evening. My sister couldn't contain herself because, God, you had already worked it out, and she was able to come home. And they said, well, that's just a little bit of something. We can work that. We can take care of that in Christ Jesus, but it's not something that's going to take her out. Only because of your grace and your mercy and your wonderfulness, Lord God, because you love us so much. And you're not a respected person. So when people, Lord God, are hurting and in pain and, Lord God, in suffering, God, you are there. You're always there. Hallelujah. I heard my sister say, nothing shall separate us from the love of God, peril, distress, whatever it is, famine, whatever it is, it's not going to separate us. God, you love us, and you're the best Father God that I ever known. Hallelujah. No one, Lord God, there's none like you, as the songwriters say. There is none like you, glory be to God, and you're worthy. I thank you for every miracle that you've already, I thank you for every answered prayer that you've already answered, glory be to God. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for perfecting that which concerns us. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, for sending forth, hallelujah, your word, that it might heal those conditions that's already under the blood. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God, in the name of Jesus, let your presence, Lord God, permeate on our lives, because we need your presence wherever we go, especially as we do corporate worship, Father, because we need you on the scene, because people are hurting everywhere. Glory be to God, and the church is not exempt. But we thank you, Lord God. One thing I know, studying your word, that we are in a fixed fight. We're already more than conquerors and victorious. Glory be to God. And I agree with your word, Father. In the name of Jesus, I thank you so much. I bless you so. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Fill us afresh with the fullness of God, your presence, Lord God. Give us your wisdom, your knowledge, Lord God. And, Lord God, speak that we might hear from you, O Lord God, in this hour. Even as we pray, we lift up those that are sick and shut in Christ Jesus' name. We pray for the, Lord God, those, Lord God, that help take care of the caretakers, even the medical and health care staff, Lord God. We pray for those in the schools and the students, Lord God, and the staff, school staff, in Christ Jesus' name. We lift up our leaders, O God, and we pray that they will listen to wise counsel and take that advice. We pray, O God, for people everywhere. We lift up the body of Christ, our leaders in the body, the apostles, the prophets, Lord God, the pastors, evangelists, the teachers, God, every person in their respected place. And we pray for our brothers, sisters, Lord God. I heard Minister BJ mention the missionaries, Lord God. Our missionaries, whether they're foreign or domestic, whether they're near or far, Lord God, we're praying for their safety, Father God. We're praying that their needs are met in Christ Jesus. We lift up our brothers and sisters on this prayer line. We lift up Pastor BJ, Lord God. She says she's having some trouble with some allergies, and we pray that as we pray the prayer of faith, Lord God, the sword of the Spirit will be released in every cell in her body, and them allergies must come under, Lord God, subjection to the power and the anointing of the Word of God for deliverance. In Christ Jesus' name, glory be to God. And God, you know it's my prayer that they don't even return in Christ Jesus' name. God, your way is so much higher than ours, Lord God. Help us, Lord God. I lift up not just her. I pray for her needs met, nothing missing, nothing broken in her life. I lift up Pastor Bird. I pray, Lord God, that her needs are met. Strengthen her from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. I lift up, Lord God, Pastor Sims. God, bless her and strengthen her. And bless these families, not just the members that I'm calling out, but bless the families, Lord God. touched, moved by your spirit and your power. Pastor Burton, Deacon Burton, Lord God, all the preachers, Lord God, my brothers and sisters, Brother Black, in the name of Jesus, Sister Alexander, Sister McCormick, Sister Brenda, in Christ Jesus' name, all those, Lord God, Pastor Pugh, in Christ Jesus' name, we lift up, Lord God, even the young people, common leader, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, so many, Lord God, we pray for on tonight, in the name of Jesus, Sister Rachel, oh God, in Christ Jesus' name, we pray for the families that's represented on this line. In the name of Jesus, we lift up, Lord God, people. I always like to pray for people everywhere because I know that people everywhere need you, Father. I pray, Father God, in Jesus' name, that you will bless America. Forgive us as a nation for our bad conduct, Father, and help us stir us back on the path that is straight, that leads to Christ. In Jesus' name, help, Lord God, your servants begin to hear from you and preach the good news. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Isaiah 61, the Spirit of God is upon me. He has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You sent me, hallelujah, to bind up the brokenhearted, Lord God, to proclaim liberty to the captives, to loose them that are bound. Bound by what? Addictions, strongholds, sin, sickness, whatever it is. God, hallelujah, you said whatever we loose here on earth, you'll loose it in heaven. And we pray, God, that those that have been, Lord God, in a condition for so long a time, whether sin, whether sickness, whether some stronghold or addiction, we pray that they are loosed in Christ Jesus' name. According to John 16, 23 and 24, you said whatever we ask, Father God, hallelujah. And people, I know you want people to be free from their addictions, from their strongholds, from their generational curses, Lord God. So we pray that people are set free so that they can come out of every bit of deception of the enemy and, Lord God, come to the knowledge of Christ and enjoy the presence of God. In your presence is the fullness of joy. Glory be to God. We need you, Father God, in our lives. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus for our neighbors, our friends, Lord God, and their families as well. We lift up, Lord God, people all over the world in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that you, Lord God, be with those, and we pray, God, against, Lord God, that incontinence circulation disorders. We pray for those that are suffering with skin disorders because of some allergies. It's causing skin disorders, and we pray that it's under the blood. It's all under the blood in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, against these cancerous conditions that's rising up and exalting itself against the knowledge of God. We pray that the cancerous conditions will dry up and die at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And to your name be glorified, Father. We pray, oh God, that organs, Lord God, whether they're kidney, pancreas, whatever organ it is that's, Lord God, not functioning right, we pray that it will begin to function normal at the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, glory be to God. We thank you, Lord God. We lift up those who are having mind trouble, mind disorders. In the name of Jesus, eye conditions. We praying for special healing of eyes. In the name of Jesus, we're praying for people everywhere, Father. We ask you for your grace and your mercy this evening. We love you. We thank you. We praise you in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you give us liberty and freedom now from all that is trying to interfere with your divine will, purpose, and plan for our life. We pray that you will nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of darkness, the works of evil, the works of disobedience and rebellion. Yes, in Christ Jesus' name, give us liberty, Lord God. Nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop all that is not of you in Christ Jesus' name. Because there are things that come against people just to try to interfere with your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives. And we thank you, Father God, for the victory that Jesus has gotten for each one of us. I pray the special prayer of faith on tonight. And I thank you, Lord God, once again. Thank you, Lord God, for saving Miss Brenda Loria in the name of Jesus. And there are others, Lord God. I know you've already answered those prayers. You've already strengthened your people. We trust you on tonight. We agree with the power of your word. Let your divine will be done in all of our lives. We honor you, we bless you, and we give your name the praise. It's in the precious and holy name of Jesus that I pray. And Holy Spirit, continue to intercede for us. But we all need you, Lord God. Remember those that are suffering, Lord God, from COVID. We pray, God, that you annihilate that and any other sickness that's trying to exalt itself in Christ. And we thank you, Lord God. You got your set time, and you're going to do it. And I thank you for it, God. You are for us, and I appreciate you so much. I love you, Lord. I thank you for loving us. I honor you. I bless you and I praise you. In Jesus' name, amen and hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. We'll get a brief prayer from Prophetess Benjamin and then Mother McCormick. Praise God. Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah. Glory and honor. Hallelujah. Dominion and power. Hallelujah. It belongs to you, Father God. Hallelujah. We just bless you. You're great. You're mighty. You're awesome. Alpha, Omega, the beginning, the end, the first, and the last. We thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. Hallelujah. We come to bless you, Father. There is just none like you. Hallelujah. We ask for forgiveness of all that we said or done this pleasing unto your sight. Hallelujah. We just bless you for who you are. Because of who you are, we are here to give you glory. Because of who you are, we are here to give you praise. There is just none like you. Hallelujah. You are high and lifted up. Hallelujah. And your train fills our temple. Hallelujah. We glorify the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, for your name alone is to be praised. Hallelujah. Oh, we come to magnify the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We come to only magnify your name, not our situation, not where we are. We just come to magnify the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We come to glorify you, Father. There is none like you. Thank you for the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you for the royal diadem. Hallelujah. We just give you praise and we give you glory. Just touching and agreeing on the prayers that have already gone up before you as a sweet smell and savor. Hallelujah. We just bless you. Want to thank you for your mercy today. Hallelujah. We know it's evening time, but your mercy kept us all day long. Hallelujah. It did not consume. Because of the mercies of Yahweh, we were not consumed. Hallelujah. We thank you for your show of faith towards us today and our families and our neighbors and our friends. Your show of mercy, hallelujah, even across the nation, across the globe, your show of mercy, hallelujah, that you extolled upon us, hallelujah. And your faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, hallelujah, that you bestowed upon we, your people. Great is your faithfulness, hallelujah, that you bestowed upon our neighbors, upon America, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We just give you praise. We just give you glory. There is none like you, hallelujah. We reverence your presence. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, hallelujah. God, thank you for you so loved us that you gave your only begotten Son, and as we believeth in him, we shall not perish spiritually, physically, mentally, financially, emotionally, relationally, or socially. We shall not perish, but we have everlasting life. We thank you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for how you are our strong tower, how you are our refuge, how you are our portion, how you are our hope. Hallelujah. Thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. We give you praise. Thank you. We honor you. Thank you for the blood. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you for sending your only begotten Son, Jesus. Thank you for how Jesus is now sitting on the right hand of the Father, making intercessions for us. Jesus, thank you for your death, your burial, and your resurrection. Jesus, thank you for the blood. Hallelujah, of Jesus. Thank you for how you were the only living sacrifice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that could have done this. You could have freed we, your people. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your death, burial, and resurrection. Because you live, we live. Hallelujah. Because you conquered the world, we conquer the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, hallelujah, for the blood. Because you have the victory, we have the victory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We thank you, hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for the redemption through the power of the blood. Hallelujah. We thank you for the because of the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are called as the accepted in the beloved. Thank you because of the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are called as your own. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, how the blood of Jesus redeemed us, how the blood of Jesus redeemed us from sickness, how the blood of Jesus redeemed us from poverty, how the blood of Jesus redeemed us from the curse of the law, how the blood of Jesus redeemed us, hallelujah, from even our own generation. Curses. The blood of Jesus redeemed us, even from the spoken curses. The blood of Jesus redeemed us. We thank you for the only sacrificial lamb. Hallelujah. We bless you. We glorify you. And Jesus, when you were finished, you said it was finished. Thank you for the finished work of the cross tonight in the name of Jesus. And you just did not leave us alone or as an orphan. You gave us your spirit. You gave us the Holy Spirit. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit tonight, how he is our helper, how he is our comforter. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing things back to our remembrance. Hallelujah. And bringing back what Jesus has said to us, bringing it back to our remembrance. Thank you for the Holy Spirit tonight, how the Holy Spirit guides us and lead us into all truth. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Continue to commune with us moment by moment, hour by hour, second by second. And as you speak to us, you don't speak to us about yourself, but you speak to us about, hallelujah, the one who sent you. So we thank you, Holy Spirit. We bless you. Thank you for everyone that's on this line. Thank you for blessing them. Thank you for meeting every need, healing everybody. Thank you for divine miracles, hallelujah, that you're going to do with everybody on this line and those that are connected to the people on the line. Thank you for the miracle. Hallelujah. Thank you for your healing grace touching the bodies that may be on this line with any type of ailment. Your healing grace. We thank you for your healing grace. We thank you for how the blood of Jesus is infusing their body, even now flushing out all the devil's evil agents that may be flowing through their blood system. We thank you for the blood transfusion, infusion, oh glory, in their bodies. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we glorify you. We thank you for who you are. Continue to allow your light to shine through us. Jesus, you are the light that shineth in us. Show up in our attitude. Jesus, you are the light that shineth in us. Show up in our conversation. Jesus, you are the light that shineth in us. Show up in our behavior and mannerisms so we can lead someone to Christ in Jesus' name. Continue to anoint us to be ambassadors for you. Hallelujah. And reconcile all men back unto you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Your holy name.
I just thank God. Can you hear me?
Yes, praise God.
Hello? Okay.
Yes, we can.
Father God, we just come before you. Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this afternoon, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for each and every one that have already prayed on this afternoon. Lord, we thank you for life. We thank you for health and strength. We thank you, Lord God, for just being that God that sits high and see and know everything about us, Lord God. Lord, we just ask you, Lord God, right now, Father, that you will look on us and forgive me, Lord God, for my sins and wrongs that I've done. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, for your people everywhere, Lord God. Father, I pray that you touch those that's going through problems and situations right now, Lord God. And Lord, I just want to thank you, Lord God, for the shelter, for the food, and for the mind that we have, that I have on today, Lord God. Realizing, Lord God, that I have not always thought the way that I'm thinking now, God. But I thank you for the word that you have brought into my life that I can get into that word and study that word, God. Father God, I thank you for the word, because the word is what changes our mind, Lord God. And I thank you for that, Lord, that we give that the knowledge, that word of knowledge and understanding of the word and revelation knowledge, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, because you sent your word to heal your people, Lord God. And so, God, I come in the holy and mighty name of Jesus on tonight, God, praying that you'll have mercy on those, God, that we know and those that we don't know, God. God, I come, Lord God, because I realize that we can't make this journey by ourselves, and we need you every step of the way, God. And Father God, I pray, Lord God, for the sick and afflicted all over the world, because there are so many people are going through sickness in their body on tonight. But I know, God, that your words say that by your stripes that we are healed on tonight. So, God, I claim it and I believe it right now in the name of Jesus, that you will continue to take us through, God, as we walk through this journey on tonight, Lord, that we will stand and be what you want us to be in the name of Jesus. Father God, somebody, Lord God, is crying right now, Lord God. Somebody don't know what way to go. They don't know who to call on tonight, God. But let them know that they can call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, let them know that whatever they need, God, they can come to boldly to the throne of grace, that they can find help in a time of need. Father God, let them know that the word of God says, let us come, let us therefore come boldly, and let us look to the hills from which, and knowing that all our help comes from you tonight, Father. God, we pray, Lord God. We pray for the sick, Lord. We pray for those that's in the hospital, those that's going through COVID on tonight, those that's going through a different problem. There's so many sickness that's going on in the land today, God. But we know that you have the answer already, and it's already done. So, God, we thank you, Lord. You took care of it 2,000 years ago. We thank you right now, Lord. We pray, Lord God, for the mind, for the people that don't have a mind to do right, though that might be doing things that's not right. God, give them a change of heart and a change of mind. God, I pray, Lord God, that you would look down on those that stick in their body with blood problems on tonight, God. God, touch them right now, Lord. Look on that person that might be going through a tumor on tonight, Father. You know how to dry it up in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for that person that's going through a kidney problem tonight, God. You know how to purify that blood on tonight, God. God, I pray in the name of Jesus, you look on those that's going through allergy on tonight, Lord God. You know how to change it. You know how to send forth your total healing in their life right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, touch that restless story in their chest right now, Lord. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Those that's going through arthritis on tonight, Lord, may have a problem in their legs or in their joints right now, Lord. God, I know you're able. Because I know, God, that without you, we can do nothing. But with you, we can do all things. So we come in the name of Jesus, calling on your name. Because we know the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And the righteous come in and are saved. Oh, God, know all the name given among men whereby we must be saved. But only by the name of Jesus Christ. So, God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for all that you are and all that you're doing for your people. Even though things are going going wrong at times, but God, you're still doing great things in people's lives. So God, I give glory and honor to you on tonight for all that you are and all that you're doing for your people. You told us to cast those cares on you, for you cared for us, God. So God, we come in the name of Jesus. God, we want to give it all to you, Lord, because we know we can't make this journey by ourselves. We pray, Lord God, for all the sick and afflicted everywhere. Hallelujah. We pray for, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray for people that's going through, Lord. So many things are going on in their life. But we know, God, that we must trust you, Lord. We must lean and depend on you, because there's no other name, no other name given among men where we must be saved but by you, Lord. So, God, we just want to thank you on tonight. We pray, Lord God, for those that's going through a diabetes on tonight. We pray, Lord God, for those that might be going through a heart problem on tonight, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for a change of heart and a change of mind. And God, help us to always cast our cares on you, Lord God. Help us to lean and depend on you for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do for us, God. Because you sent your son Jesus, Lord God. You sent him in the world, God. And, Lord God, we know that we can't make this journey by ourselves. We need you every step of the way, Lord God. We need you to take us by our hand, Lord God, and, Lord God, and lead us. And, God, we need you to help us to walk by faith and not by sight. So we need you, Lord. We need you. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you. We realize we can't do it by ourselves. We know that the word of God said in Mark 10 and 27, it said, Jesus, look upon them, and with men it is impossible, but not with God. But for with God all things are possible. With him on tonight, all things are possible. And if I had to read if I had to sing a song on tonight, I would say, only believe, all things are possible to him that believes. So God, I thank you on tonight, and I pray for all the prayer warriors that's on the line on tonight. I pray, Lord God, for Pastor Hubbard, God. I ask you to strengthen her body right now, Lord God. I pray that you'll touch that allergy right now, Lord God, because we know that she's already healed. And so we claim it and we believe it right now in the name of Jesus. We bind up the hand of the devil that's trying to mess with her. And in a way, we bind that spirit up right now in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy right now that he loose her and let her go. In the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you, Lord, because we know that she's already free. She's already set free in the name of Jesus. And we pray for Pastor Burden, God. We pray for her. We ask you to touch her right now, Lord God. Continue to give her that strength that she needs, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord God, with Pastor Stills. Lord God, you know what she stands in the need of. Touch her right now, Lord, and look down on, Lord God. Oh, God, we pray for our sister, our mentor, Willette, God. Be with her, God, and touch her and her family. Brother Blake, Lord God, his family, in the name of Jesus. And look down on Pastor Benjamin, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way on her life, Lord God. Be with her and take her through, Lord God. Look on our Sister Rachel, God, you know all about her. You know her heart. You know all about it. Work out the situation in her life. Sister Brenda, Lord God, oh, God, you know what she stands in the need of. We know all about it, God. Turn things around for her in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, and for all our family that represent all the prayer warriors, God, we pray for in the name of Jesus that you will take us all through, that you will keep us uplifted, Lord God, that we will keep our minds stayed on you, Lord God, as we walk this journey, because you told the word to let our heart not be troubled. And you told us, God, that we may, you told us don't be weary in well doing, because we will reap if we faint not. So help us not to faint. Help us to always believe that you are able to see us through as we go through these trials and these tribulations. Help us, Lord, to count it our joy when we fall into double temptation. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Without God, I can do nothing. Without God, I will fail. Without God, my life would be drifting like a ship
without a fail. Praise God. We bless God tonight. Thank God for all the prayers and thank God for all the praise reports and praise God for what God is doing, has done, and prayers that have gone up for me. Yes, I was going to open the line for you in a minute. I did open the line for you because I was going to have you to say speak first. But I praise God, glory to God, for God touching my body and you all praying for me and thanking God for the prayers that went forth. But we're getting ready to give a space for Prophetess Bird. Bless God. And then
God. I thank everybody for the prayers tonight. You know, sometimes you just need people to fill you up. Because
yeah.
I've been doing a whole lot, and I needed those prayers. I felt those prayers. You know, the word of God said that we are delivered by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. Can I testify? Hey.
Go ahead.
I just want to testify of the goodness of our Father and all he's done for me. My heart is crying out today. Hallelujah. I have watched God work and saw what he could do. And I want to thank all of you for standing in the gap for my family and for my sister. You know, a couple of weeks they wanted to do a DNR on my sister. They didn't think she was going to last through the night. And we came together, the family, and we began to pray every day at 12 o'clock that God would turn that thing around. On Sunday when we came together, SOS went out. She was doing better. She was sitting up. Not by herself. She still got a long way to go. But that whole situation had turned around, and the SOS went out about her kidneys, that they had stopped functioning at all. And we decided that as a family, every day at 12 o'clock, we was going to come together and pray, and that we were going to fast for 7 days for those kidneys. I went in the hospital yesterday, and my sister was a whole lot better. She, like I say, she still got a way to go, and they came in. They came in to change her, to turn her over, and the nurse said, "What is this?" Now, mind you, that my sister have kidneys have not worked in over a week. And they said, "What is this?" Her bed was saturated with urine. Those kidneys, inedible Sunday, had started working again. Don't tell me what my God won't do. All of this word tonight was just to strengthen me and to remind me of who God is and all that God can do. Her kidneys start functioning again. God just gave me this even while I was listening to Sister Minister Alexander and all the prayers that had gone up. Those prayers was all on one accord. And when we come together on one accord, we can move a mountain. We can tell it to move. And God spoke this to me, Isaiah 40:28. Has thy not known, has thy not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not. Oh, God, he don't faint. Neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall fall and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But this is what he said. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run
and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I just want to say to you tonight, miracle happened with my sister. She is a miracle. And I want you to know that God still works. We just got to stand on his word, and we got to know if God said a thing, that he shall bring that thing to pass. So I just want to say that whatever we believe, coming together as one, trusting God, and not being moved by what we see, but being moved by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, that we're going to see miracles. God going to bring miracles back in his church.
Yeah.
And God wants his body to be strong. Because, y'all, let me tell you, I'm coming up against some things that just don't even make sense. But I know that in the midst of this, God is strengthening me. And God is really showing me who he is. And God wants me to trust him more. So I just want to say to y'all, get ready, get ready, get ready.
Hallelujah.
For we have just entered another day. We have just entered another day. And God wants to raise us up in these last days like never before. Just like my sister said, stand on his word. Regardless of what it looked like, stand on his word. Don't be moved, because listen, what God is going to do, he's going to do it through his church and through the people of God. So I just want to thank y'all again and continue to pray, because you still have a way to go. But all God is mighty, great, and faithful. And he's going to do it for all of us, regardless of what you're walking through. Keep your focus. Don't faint. This is
praise Jesus. Bless the Lord. Amen. What a powerful testimony of the glory of God. Anyone else has a praise, prayer request or a praise report? Okay, we don't. We'll get ready to pray and close the line. So I know the powerful word that went forth tonight. We thank God for all the prayers.
Praise the Lord.
Share your testimony or your praise report.
Oh.
Someone had a prayer request first?
Yes. I'm doing my interview tomorrow for my green card. So I'm asking for prayers that God would give me favor tomorrow.
Well, praise God, we shall do that. Again, Miss Carrie, we'll add to that again to the list. We just got to keep the faith on the prayers that went forth and standing on it that it shall come to pass. And what the mother just spoke tonight as well, hold on to that. Any other requests besides hers?
Praise the Lord, Pastor. I have a praise report I would like to tell the prayer warriors. I want to thank the prayer warriors for praying and standing in the gap for me to get my house. I signed for my house on the 27th of August. And in the midst of all that, I still have tenants staying in there, but they will be moving out by November the 1st. But God work in the midst of all that, because while they're staying there, they are paying me the rent for the house, in which my mortgage don't due until October the 1st. And God has also opened the door for me through the housing, in which I went through, they opened the door that I were able to get in the first-time home buyer program. So housing is going to help me pay my mortgage monthly. So I just thank God, you know, for working through all that.
Glory,
I just give hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, my God, my God. What a mighty God we serve for your birthday.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. What a mighty God.
Mm-hmm.
A
mighty birthday
present.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Praise God.
Glory.
Thank
Lord,
you,
what a blessing.
Thank you,
God, for that one. Pastor Mary, Prophetess Mary, go over there hearing that report from Pastor and hearing this one here. And we believe in the Lord. Glory to God for the young lady. Bless God. Anyone else have another one? Because truly, that word is
praise
lining up with everything tonight.
Praise the
Amen.
Lord. I want to thank God for what he's doing in my sister-in-law's life right now. Day before she moved her left arm, but my brother was thinking, you know, because she had to work on her right side, that she was not going to be able to move her right side. Today she moved her right side. Thank y'all for y'all prayers. Keep praying, because I'm believing God for a full recovery in the name of
Praise
Jesus.
The Lord. Give God glory. Amen. Praise God. So that took more fluid off the brain. So is it okay now?
The fluid is gone. She just got some swelling that's got
to
go down.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Bless
Hallelujah.
Your name, Jesus.
If you praise me for this, I'll do all the rest. I'll do the rest. Yay, God. Thank you. Mm. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father.
My
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
God.
Mm. Glory. Hallelujah. Mm.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Mm.
Yes,
Lord.
Thank you, God.
Glory
Amen.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord. Minister BJ.
Yes.
Lord, I want to say thank you to the Lord God Almighty. God is so good, and I want to say that there is nothing too hard for God, and there is nothing too small that God cannot take care of. You know, I've been aggravated by these squirrels in my attic, but I thank and praise God I had a group come out here, a couple of guys last Wednesday, and they set traps. They set for these squirrels that was up in my attic. And the Wednesday they set the trap. Thursday morning there was one had been smacked in the head by that one trap. Praise God, they had to come pick him up and take him off. And then the next day, I think the one that was left up there must have been the husband, because he tore up the trap. Tore it. I said, good gracious of life. In any case, what ended up happening, and then apparently I called the people and I said, these squirrels and tore up the trap. I have to come out here and reset it. And then when I went back around there, I heard other squirrels. I guess he had been calling for backup, and they started going up there to go up there in the attic. I said, good, because the trap was tore up. The fencing around the trap was tore up. So they like, okay, going up there. They was trying to go back up in the attic. And I said, I'm not trying to get no more in the attic. I'm trying to get the ones out of the attic. And mm-hmm. I said, what in the world? I said, the one that was trying to go up in the attic, he looked like he was stuck. I said, well, I don't know if the thing had knocked another one in the head or what. But and the guys, he couldn't get by. I'm pretty sure they're busy. But in any case, so the next day I looked in there, and then the one, another one, I guess he had tried to go up in there, and then he got knocked in the head by the thing. But they hadn't been out there. So I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Whatever it takes. And then,
thank you, Jesus.
And on my way to church Sunday, I was driving and I saw this little squirrel coming out in the road. I said, well, you make up your mind if you want to, because I'm not going to slow down. And he couldn't make up his mind, and he hit that tire. So I said, well, thank you, Jesus. What? Because you won't be in somebody's house aggravating them. But I just want to say God is so good, because I had made up my mind, you know, I need to pray about these squirrels too, because I'm not going to, ain't nothing too hard for God, and God will take care of what will aggravate you. So I thank and praise God for handling them squirrels. They come back out here again today and took away that other dead one. I think he hung himself. I don't know if he hung himself or he got, I don't know what happened, but I know one thing. Because either little guy may have set up the trap wrong. I don't know. One of them may have set up the trap wrong. but they had to come back out and reset it. So I'm thanking and praising God. The squirrels that's in my attic, they will certainly be shortly a thing of the past, and I give glory to God for that in Jesus' name. God bless you all. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I agree with you, especially after you done broke your leg with putting one out there in your laundry room. So we believe in God. Sad that it has to be that way, but if they're going to cause problems and havoc and put you in danger, then you know what? I got to take care of our enemies. But nevertheless,
that's
praise
right.
God. Any other, any other praise reports?
Praise or the Lord, prayer request? Sister Hubbard?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. I have a prayer that I'd like for y'all to touch and agree with me with my granddaughter, Pori.
Okay.
It's a long story. I can't call all of it. Can't tell you all of it right now. But anyway, she went to school this morning, and she had been having a problem with these girls, and they were going to they were just going to surround her today when she got there. But thank God that things worked out in a different way. So we yet asking y'all to just pray for that situation. It's just something that's going on with them, with these girls. That they,
yeah.
I just believe that they're just jealous. I mean, just jealous. I don't know. But anyway, just pray for that she'll continue. Because I told her, I said, you is anointed child. And I said, and God see the anointing on you. And I said, and when you step out of the car, or even before you step out of the car, you said the blood of Jesus is against you, Satan. I said, when you walk in that stool, I said, and you keep your eyes open and be alert or surrounded about things that's going on. And so I've been trying to tell her things about the Word of God and stuff. But these girls, I don't know what was going to happen, but I thank God that it didn't turn that way on today. So just keep in prayer for me. Thank God.
Father, in Jesus' name, I come against this foul and unclean spirit. This spirit, glory God, a bully, this jealousy, envy, or whatever it is, the enemy setting up a trap to come against this vessel. Because she's already called out and been appointed, anointed, and got a call on her life for to evangelize the Word of God. So we rebuke every setup, every trap. I pray that it be annihilated. Glory to God. Everything, glory to God, that the enemy is plotting and planning, even this night, or anything that God, I pray that they be exposed. Oh, God, anyone go without in it, God, let them feel so nervous and uneasy that the other one have to tell them that when they want to get their stories together, they will be like a tower bell. It's not going, glory to God, they're not going to come together in agreement. So, God, I pray the angels of the Lord be encamped about. Thank God for the wisdom of a grandmother speaking into her life. But, God, we bind it up tonight that it will not be this day coming up, the next week, the week after, a month down the road, whatever, and we bind up transferring spirits, and that it will not continue to be no reoccurrence. Jump from here to next to somebody else's group and somebody else or whatever. Satan, you are a liar, and the blood of Jesus against you. I come against the spirit of fear, because something like that will torment you, and that many people want to come to bully or to jump. God, I pray you cover under the blood. Give mother wisdom. Give glory to dad wisdom. Give glory to God, even if they need to allow the counselors and the principal to know what's going on. In the name of Jesus, so that way they can intervene. And God, we're thanking you right now for the Holy Spirit to do so in Jesus' name. And we take authority over it now, and we call it done. We pray peace to them, to the baby's heart, to the grandmother, to the parents, but we're standing on the word, because you told us, glory to God, to stand up, glory to God, trust, love, or walk in the power and authority, even if that word then came forth tonight and given to us all the time, who we are and who we have to cover our families and our loved ones. We plead the blood of Jesus, and we pray, glory to God, that you are blessed under the body too. Keep it healed and whole in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Anyone else with a praise report?
Amen.
That one is covered. That one is covered. Bye.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. So we'll go ahead and cover these praise reports, these prayers, their prayer requests. We have a request that's already been covered. That one for little Pori. Praise God. And then Rachel, we're just going to continue to pray also for her sister-in-law for the raise up. Thank God for the miracle already wrought in her body, but we believe in speedy recovery. Minister Willette could take that one. Mother Alexander, you take the one for, oh, Lord. Well, I don't think we have really too much. Oh, for Sister Mary Pete, glory to God. Thank God for that. That was already gone for. Pastor Bird's sister. All the rest of them, we have Thanksgiving because there's nobody else on this one right here for the pray. We have some other praise reports and prayer requests, but I think we're about to get to that point, our time is about to be up, but now let somebody else on the line have a request. We're going to go ahead and take those two right there. And if somebody else, by the time they finish, have one, you can speak it, and we will, praise God, after that, just celebrate Jesus for all he's already done and what Pastor Bird has already said. Pastor Mother has brought a powerful word tonight. All the prayers that went forth in the name of Jesus, we thank God. God, I want to pray for Jock, too. Pastor Prophetess Benjamin's son right now just came, grandson just came to mind. God, whatever is going on right now, wherever it is, this situation that he's in the facility, God, I pray right now just any, set up every trap, every snare, whatever's trying to come up against him now. We plead the blood of Jesus is annihilated. It will not come to pass, whatever. We pray, glory to God, like the Tyler Bell. It will not, glory to God, whatever plot, plan, it will be eradicated in Jesus' name. I pray, glory to God, that he will humble himself but still stand and stand firm on what he needs to stand on. But glory to God, help him to turn to God and stand on God's word. But God, we know, glory to God, in the midst of all, glory to God, he has to be Jacquetus is the jock is of dad Jacquetus, who I'm talking about, the grandson. But I pray right now that you will bless him. Touch right now. God, give him a mind like never before to hear the voice of God. So many times the mother has spoken, the grandmother has spoken into his life and warned his soul. But at this hour, glory to God, it's a time now between him and God. So I'm praying that he will have an ear to hear. But God, I pray for his shield of protection right now in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Who else?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Sister Rachel's sister-in-law to you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for what you've already done in her life. We pray, Father, in Christ Jesus' name, that you would touch her from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, perfect that which concerns her and her entire family. We thank you, Lord God, for any deliverance, any, Lord God, healing that needs to take place. We claim her healing in Christ Jesus' name, and we praise you in advance because you taught us to pray, hallelujah, believing that we receive and we shall have what we're asking for. And we thank you that you love her so much, you love us so much, that you want our needs met. You want, hallelujah, her to be made whole in Christ Jesus' name. And I give you the praise, I give you the glory, I give you the honor. In Jesus' name, we pray the prayer of faith, and we count it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Pastor, you said Mary?
Ma'am?
I thought you said
Pastor Bird's sister, Mary.
Mary.
Pray for her. Yeah.
Well, you're just going to thank God right now. Instead of going through all that, we just thank God
yes.
for what he's doing in Mary's life. Because God can do all things.
Amen.
So we're just going to thank God for what he's doing in Mary's life. And we ask the Lord to continue to strengthen Pastor Bird, Lord God, that she will completely stand faithful. Because your word said, Lord God, that your prophet, your eyes is all over them. You take care of your prophet. So, Lord God, we ask you right now, Heavenly Father, to continue to strengthen her for what she has to do, Lord God. And for Mary, Lord God, you already have Mary in your hands. So we thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Real quickly, Brother Black, will you pray for Sister Carrie? We already prayed, but she won't pray us still yet about her to cover her tomorrow so everything goes well with her green card or her what is it, visa for oh, Lord, have mercy. Whatever that is for tomorrow, would you pray for that all go well there and everything, they have all their paperwork and everything be in place? Are you there, Brother Black? Okay, Mother McCormick, do that real quick.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come again, Lord, asking you to look down on Carrie, Lord God. God, you see the condition, Lord God, of the green card that she's wanting you to do for, Father. We pray, Lord God, that it's already in the system. It's already worked out, that it's already laying on the table with her name on it, waiting on her to pick it up, Lord. So, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you that it be presented to her on tomorrow, Lord God, that she will be able to have that card. because that is her heart desire, that she desire to have that cord. And you said in your word that you'll give us our heart desire. So, God, we pray right now that it be done right now for her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. As it is light in the Lord, he'll give us the desires of our heart. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you all for the power of prayer. Tonight we're going to pray, continue to pray. Pray for Pastor Charlotte Mitchell. She'll be our fourth Sunday speaker. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then on that, we're looking forward to God to bless and move from Tulsa, Oklahoma. And praise God. We continue to keep her family lifted up and her sister that just husband that passed for COVID. We have been praying for, but still pray for the sister because she's having some anxiety and, you know, different kinds of challenges. And they only been married for the year and a half, had all kinds of things planned, bought land, this, that, and the other. And we're looking for a future, and this happened. So just pray along with some other challenges she's going through. So we just pray that you continue to bless her. We pray glory to God and thank God for Mother tonight for the word. We pray God blessings. On the fourth Monday, Minister Benjamin, prophetess, will be giving us 15 minutes. And the October 1st Monday will be Evangelist Noel of Lorraine. She will give us the words then. And then I have to check and find out whether Mother Pastor Sims is going to be available maybe on that second Monday night. Praise God. And we thank God. I believe she's online. She didn't say anything, but we pray. Somebody already prayed for her strength and encouragement. I can't remember. I think it was Mother Willette already. But keep those things in mind. Praise God. And I have to confirm maybe next month where we really will actually hear from Pastor Apostle Burton. She had so much going on with her husband back and forth with illness and what about it. So we had to put her off for a couple of months. So I'll check with them, find out whether she's available in October. But I do thank you all so much for prayer. My voice is cleared up some. I pray continue to do so. I even got a little praise song out. Thank the Lord. I'm giving God glory. But in the meantime, it's so much better than what it was earlier. I thank you for thinking of me and praying, and even those that be praying behind the scenes on the other side. I had some praise reports of some other people we'll share another time. We'll get back in touch with you all because we're getting to that time where you'll be already paid throughout the year. You have to keep going on for the ministry. So those that did not, we will touch back bases with you so we can get that little $10 moving to keep the ministry dates open so that we can be able to continue to move forward. But I bless the Lord. He's killed in between. That was been me. I should have been doing it months back, but we kind of like just been riding it out what was in there. But it's getting time now that we're going to have to make some deposits in it. Praise God. And so, like I said, I know it's about four or five already that that's a part of the ministry that has already did that. Anybody else that want to join us, you can let us know. And anytime you want to, you know, share a seed, that's fine. But we have a certain obligation the prayer warriors do. So it's only like $10 a month sharing with us to make a deposit. I am just so slow about asking for funds, but I know it's got to be done. But in the meantime, I thank God for all your prayers, all the blessings, all the things we've been hearing God do. No matter how dark it looks outside, God's light's still shining, and he's still doing great things in the midst of this pandemic. So no matter what, we still got to work while it's day. When night comes, no man can work. Do just what the word's saying. Trust, believe, obey. And yield not to temptation, but stand on his word and believe God for great and mighty things yet to come. He is our deliverer, our savior, healer, and our burden bearer. He is a present help in the time of trouble. So we love him, we appreciate him, we adore him, and thank God again for you all so faithful and for those that are joining us in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Have a marvelous, wonderful week. Look forward to glory to God, listening to what the Spirit of the Lord has to say this upcoming weekend. We thank God for healing and deliverance, peace and joy, and faithfulness of the Lord. And you continue to be faithful too. Praise God. Amen, amen. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Thank you. Yes, Lord, that amazing grace. Hallelujah, how sweet the sound that saves a wretch like me. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank God for liberty and blessing. Stand fast in the liberty where he set you free. Don't go back. Hold on. Stand firm. Be blessed. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing your labor is not in vain. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Be blessed. Good night. Shalom.
Good night.
Shalom. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. I thank you, Jesus. You're so marvelous, so wonderful, awesome, phenomenal God. Every day you're proving yourself. Every day. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I glorify you. Hallelujah. Thank you for your reports that are coming to glorify your name and spreading across the land. Thank you for people to know and the ears to open and know our God is still faithful, still doing great and mighty things, still healing, still delivering, still saving, still comforting, still encouraging. Hallelujah. Still mending marriages and homes and families. Thank you, Lord. Still doing work in the kingdom of God, bringing us together. Hallelujah. Shedding light on our darkness so we can come into the light and be obedient to that which you called us to do. Thank you, Lord. Help us to never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. Be faithful and faithful. But just shall live by faith. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. This too shall pass. Thank you for calling us out and setting us apart for such a time as this. Help us, God, to open our eyes, open our ears to hear and to see you. Keep looking up and stop looking at our situations. Stop looking at the circumstances and stand fast. Trust, glory to God. Stand up like the woman of God for Jesus. Stand up in faith. Stand up, glory to God. Hallelujah, in trust. Don't waver. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Doubt, glory to God. Shut things down from God, the mouth to move, because he said, a double-minded man is unstable in all his way. We can't hear from you in that way. The only thing you said, go out in Hebrews 11:6 says, the only thing pleased you is faith. And you will reward us as we diligently seek you. Help us to guard our hearts with all diligence so we don't let all kinds of stuff get in. And you said, where our heart is, that's where our treasure is. Lord, help us to set it up that we'll look up to you, set our faith, glory to God in you, in Jesus' name. Make our head like flint and our feet like hinds feet. In the name of Jesus, not to waver, not to lean to the left or the right, but be steadfast in the faith. Lord, we love you. We thank you for your love, your agape. We want to do more than just speak the word. We want to live it, and then we want to put it in action. Ah, glory to God. Hallelujah. It's not enough to speak it, but God, we got to do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you for them instant prayers, instant answers, instant healing, instant deliverance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful God we serve. Help us to learn to praise you more. Praise you. Some things over to God instead of just asking, asking, asking. Some things you just want to praise because you said you inherit the praise of your people. Help us, glory to God, in the midst of our requests. Help us to remember to learn to praise you. If it's before, hallelujah, or during, or even after. Lord, thank you. Huh? Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Help us to get that word in us, but don't leave out praise. Don't leave out, glory to God, hallelujah, obedience. Ah, glory to God. Help us, God, like never before, so we won't have a forked tongue and we won't be walking in hypocrisy. We won't be wavering in our faith in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for these prayer words. They're so faithful. They're faithful to you, but they're faithful also to what you committed them to do, hallelujah, with this ministry. And you're proving through their lives, through those prayers, through those preaching and the teaching, and most of all, glory to God, the life living, and even through the testimonies. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Reman, ah, God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord from on high. Thank you for your amazing grace. How great thou art. How great thou art. Thank you for bringing us into the knowledge of the truth. Now we need to walk therein. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Bless God. Oh, praise God. Well, praise the Lord, those that are left on the agreement. I just was talking to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Bless the Lord. that the Lord drop something in the spirit of the five that's still left out of the 15? Glory to God. Anybody has something they want to say? Well, praise God. We bless God, and we pray blessings upon you. Have a wonderful week, night, and month, year, and pray over God. God's blessings, spiritual blessings, financial blessings, encouragement to your heart. Amen. Be blessed. Good night. Shalom.
Amen. Shalom.
Shalom.